This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. We come to the end of the week, and as you head into this day, I know God wants to speak to you. That's why we have this spot every morning in the week, so that as we open the Bible, God can speak to us. God loves to use the Bible in our lives. We call it the Word of God because He uses it like that in our lives. He works through it. He speaks through it. It's not just these weird sort of theological statements. The Bible is full of just practical truth that changes our lives. And as you head into this Friday, I hope you'll head into it with a heart that says, I don't want to just live life on my own, try and make life what I can make of it. I want to know why I'm here. I want to live with the purpose that God gave me when He first designed me and made me. And to understand that, I need to hear from God. Well, I want to read you a few verses out of the book of Acts. We've been talking all week about how God works in our lives through the Holy Spirit. You remember that God is made up of three persons, God the Father, God the Son, that's Jesus, and God the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is the one who God has assigned to walk with us through life. Remember, Jesus told His followers, I'm going away, but I won't leave you alone. I'll send another helper of the same kind, and he will be even better for you because I've been with you, but he's going to be in you. So that's what God has done. He's put His Holy Spirit in us so that we have this living connection to God Himself. If you don't know God and you're not a follower of Jesus, I encourage you to check Him out. Go to church this week and ask someone. If you know a Christian in your life, ask them, what does it mean to know God? How do you start a relationship with God? They would love to share with you. Because He changes our lives, and He gets involved in our daily lives, not just giving us some sort of do's and don'ts. The Holy Spirit comes and gets involved in your life. Well, when the Apostle Peter went and had an opportunity to speak to a whole household that was just waiting to hear from him about Jesus and who Jesus was, wanted to get to know God, he came to them sometime after Jesus had lived His life and then been crucified and risen from the dead and gone to be with the Father, sent His Holy Spirit into the lives of His followers, Peter arrives at the house of this man named Cornelius. And this is what Peter says in verse 34 of Acts chapter 10. Peter opened his mouth and said, "Truly I understand that God shows no partiality. In every nation, anyone who fears Him and does what is right is acceptable to Him. And as for the word that He sent to Israel, preaching good news of peace through Jesus Christ, He is Lord of all. You yourselves know what happened throughout all Judea." You see, this is very recently after these things have happened with Jesus, and He's now gone. Peter says to them, "You yourselves know what happened throughout all Judea, beginning from Galilee, after the baptism that John proclaimed." And then here's the key verse. "How God, that is God the Father, anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. And He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God, that's God the Father, was with Him." Now you have to understand that when Jesus lived His life on earth, although He was fully God, He became fully man as well, and He chose to operate during His years on earth on the human level, not calling on His divine abilities, but living life on our level so that He could represent us at the cross and take our place, face God's judgment so that we could be free and have an awesome relationship with God. Living on that human level, God the Father anointed Him with the Holy Spirit and with power, and He went about doing good and healing all those who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with Him. Jesus was modeling for us a way of life He now calls us to. He wants you to say, Father, will you anoint me with the Holy Spirit to enable me to have an impact on the lives of the people around me? You have sent me into this world and into my circle of relationships. I can't do what you want to do in these people's lives, but you can work through me, and I'm available. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.